Meanwhile, Skipper Johnston was hopelessly smitten with Miranda Hobbs.
So, where are we going now?
Listen, Skippy, you know, you really are a nice, sweet guy, but...
Oh, I understand.
Good night.
Miranda told me later that she thought he was too nice, but that she was willing to overlook one flaw. And Capote Duncan found his fix for the night.
Who is it? I want to see the Ross Fleckner.
Wait, later. Later. Oh, listen, I gotta get up really early. I see you can't stay over. Cool?
Sure, I have to get up really early, too.
And so another Friday night in Manhattan crept towards dawn.
Taxi!
And just when I thought I would have to do the unspeakable, walk home.
Well, get in for Christ's sakes.
Where can I drop you?
72nd Street, 3rd Avenue.
You got that, Al?
Yes, sir.
So what have you been doing lately?
You mean besides going out every night?
Yeah, I mean, what do you do for work?
Well, this is my work. I'm sort of a sexual anthropologist.
You mean like a hooker?
No. I write a column called Sex and City. Right now I'm researching an article about women who have sex like men. You know, they have sex, and then afterwards they feel nothing.
But you're not like that.
Well, aren't you?
Not a drop. Not even half a drop.
Wow. What's wrong with you?
I get it. You've never been in love.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Suddenly, I felt the wind knocked out of me. I wanted to crawl under the covers and go right to sleep.
Thanks for the ride.
Anytime.
Have you ever been in love?
Absolutely.